Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Trev Terps is here, and we can't wait to talk to him. And again, this came up on Mookie Betts' On Base podcast via the Bleacher Report. Listen to what Jackson Merrill of the San Diego Padres recently said.
You seen this dude, Trev Terps, on Instagram? Uh-uh. He's a Giants fan. He just, like, is out there. And he chirped me. He was like, I bet you always three-putt.
Jackson! I bet you always three-putt! You bum! Can't make a par to save your life, brother.
So the whole first month this offseason, I three-putted more. Every single green, and I never three-putt. Putting is the strongest part of my game, and I three-putt it every time. It on you.
Okay, he joins us now. His name is Trevor Gilmore, but he goes as Trev Chirps on social media platforms. Jackson mentions his Instagram feed, which is 365,000 followers.
Man.
Trevor, on the River Islands guest line, joining us here on Willard and Dibbs. How are you, man?
I am so great. How about yourselves, boys?
Well, we're doing real good, man, and we're excited to talk to you because this is kind of interesting. How long has this been going on, and when did it sort of build into the thing that it currently is?
Oh, dude, we've been doing this for 3 years. This is our third season, and it kind of blew up within our first year of doing it. We started posting in September 2023, and our first video that went viral was May 2024.
When did you get your start as a heckler? Was there a moment as a kid when you realized that you had a gift for getting under people's skin?
I mean, I've just always been loud, and this was just a way to turn that talent into profit and to content. And I've been like doing this at baseball games for as long as I can remember because I thought it was funny.
Trev, where are you from? And like, what is your true sort of fandom with Bay Area sports?
I am from Sacramento, California, the capital of this great state in which we live, yep. And I've been a Giants fan since birth, man. It's cut me up, and I bleed orange.
Yeah.
Oof, I love it.
Do you, like, script out your first 10 heckles like an NFL team, you know, your first 15 plays? Are you off the cuff? What's your approach to the heckle, not as far as who you're going after, but how you're going to go about doing it?
Oh, yeah, we definitely script them. I actually have this list we've been building over the years, which started as a Google Doc, but it's now evolved into Google Sheets, and it's over 700 terps long, and that's just the negative ones. And then sometimes we'll, like, take suggestions from people in the crowd as we're there. They'll, like, give me insider information on players and talk to me about stuff. So we try to mix a bunch of stuff and get other people involved as well.
Trevor Gilmore, he goes as Trev Chirps on both Instagram and TikTok, where he's got very, very large followings. And we played a little bit of some of his best of over the last year, a short time ago. Pretty damn creative. I wonder, Trev, you probably got some stories, though, in terms of the way you get received by the people around you. How has that kind of gone through the years?
Oh, dude. For the most part, we have overwhelming support. People love it, and they're all about it. Even when we first got started, we get some good laughs. But now that we've gotten bigger, like, people are coming out to these games to see us do this, which is really cool. We very rarely have negative press, as it were.
You keep saying we and us.
Exactly.
Who are these other people, Trevor?
That's me, my two buddies. My buddy Jazz is the one that films and edits everybody. Shout out Jazz. And then our other buddy, Cody, who holds our 360 camera and helps edit all of that stuff. So we're a team. We've been friends for 11 years. We met up in Tahoe, where I live now. And we started doing this all together because we saw that we were getting – I got them into baseball. And they – I took them to a game, and I started doing this because people were saying really bad things about the players. And I'm like, dude, there's a way more creative way to do this than talking about each other's moms and sisters, man. So I tried to come up with something funny, and we saw how well it was received by the crowd. And they were like, dude, people love this. We should put it on the internet and see if other people love it. And turns out it just goes.
So when you go to heckle somebody, you stay away from the personal stuff and you just keep it, you know, kind of benign, like Mookie Betts and, you know, and three putts and stuff like that. Do you intentionally avoid players' personal stories?
Yeah. I mean, the whole premise behind it is I'm describing a person nobody likes. So all of these jerks are pet peeves of things that have bothered me over the years. Also, like, it's tough to do personal stuff. Like, we did, so it wasn't personal at the time. Like, I told, who did I tell? Starling Marte of the New York Mets at the time. I said, I bet your mom never put your artwork on the fridge. We posted that video.
That's pretty good.
I love it. I love it. Keep going.
Well, we posted that video, and we got a slew of comments that were like, dude, he has a tragic story with his personal life, his mother and his sister and his wife all passed away tragically, so we took that down. So we were trying to do research in that aspect. But yeah, it has nothing to do with the players. They're just props, and they happen to be standing in front of me at the time wearing the wrong jersey.
Trevor, like, do players ever get in touch with you in your DMs?
Yeah, dude, I've actually talked to Jackson Merrill about that chirp. Like, he's told me that story, and it's so funny that he brought it up to Mookie Betts' podcast. And then, like, I'm pretty sure I made Riley Green delete his Instagram because I had DM'd him before about all the interactions, and I think he got overloaded.
Is there any...
I'm
sorry, Trev's chirps here from Instagram, right here on 95.7 The Game. Are there any white whales out there, any players that you are yet to chirp at that you're kind of getting in your crosshairs?
Not really, man. If you're a left fielder and you play in the major leagues and not on the Giants, you're going to get it.
Mm. Do you do the other side of the coin as well, Trev? Like, what do you say to the Giants when they're out there?
Oh, yeah. And that's funny that you ask, is we got to a point of, like, we're doing so many negative things, but we're not really cheering for our team. So we started doing new stud shirts. So I would say things like, I bet you can carry all the groceries in on the first trip, or I bet you always notice when your friends get a haircut, so that one to Doc Peterson. We call them studs.
Are you the guy? Hold on a second. I'm calling time out. Because every time I went to a ball game, when Jock Peterson was here and in left field, I would watch him because I was like, dude, he was constantly turning around and interacting with people in the stands in left field. Was that you, Trevor?
Could have been. I mean, we've had a lot of interactions with Jock. We love him, despite him being a previous Dodger. But he's definitely given us some round of applauses and some head nods. He's great.
I'm just looking at your schedule, and you're in Reno tomorrow, and you're going to the Ballers, and you got Aces games and Giants games. Are any of these paid appearances, and how do you monetize your chirps into being a business?
So we are actually monetized on three different platforms, including TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. We're part of all the creative funds.
Yep.
So we do get paid based on views, and now we started getting paid appearances with the Bay Area Panthers. Shout out there, Panthers! They're an indoor football league out of San Jose. Awesome entertainment. If you ever have a chance to go, highly recommend getting out there.
I love it, Trevor. What is not to put you on the spot? What's your favorite one?
Oh, dude, my favorite trip I ever did was to Ian Happ, and it was when we first got started. And I said, I bet your parents change the subject when people ask about you.
That's so good. So
because he's a professional baseball player. You're like, oh, we don't talk about him.
I love it. So here's the other thing, though. Like you mentioned earlier to Dibs that these are you sit down and you think about these. Have you guys reached a level, though, where you can almost do anything on demand, where if somebody's like, come on, you know, like, are you at a party? And someone's like, come on, heckle me. What do you got, Trevor?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people do that all the time, but I say I only heckle professionals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's nice. That's a heckle in and of itself. So by not heckling that's them, right. You, in fact, just heckled them.
That's right.
It's like Inception.
It's very meta.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, so where's this going from here, dude? How old are you?
I am 33 years of age.
All right.
We have a lot of plans. I intend to maybe turn this into a stand-up comedy career. Like every straight white guy, I'm probably going to get a podcast at some point.
Sure.
Yeah.
everybody gets one. And I really would love to do like a segment on ESPN at some point, like a stud or bum segment for any game of like, who are the studs and bums of this game, who's to look out for, who's been struggling. So we've got a lot of plans in place, and I want to keep building off of this so it doesn't like, it's not like a one-hit wonder, you know?
Yeah, and the idea about the bum, I'm just fascinated by that, kind of your tagline with every chirp. Are you looking at any like merchandise and logo stuff? Is that maybe the next level for you?
We have logos. We have merch that people begged us to make and then nobody bought it. So we kind of put the kibosh on that. But yeah, there's definitely stuff in the works. Our logo is made by Jazz's brother, shout out Flapsco. He does our, we have stickers, we have koozies, which I'm a big fan of. So if you guys want some of that, I can send some down. But yeah, there's so much potential for this. It's hard to scale, you know, it's hard to make merch. It's hard to get
right.
Designs in place. It's hard to make a website and an online store. And I'm just a guy, not a very smart one. So I don't know how to do any of this.
Trev, well, you obviously, you're working out here on some level. Trev Chirps, Trevor Gilmore is joining us here on Willard and Dibs. You said you live in Tahoe. Do you do golf? Are you going to this celebrity tournament and screaming at people?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Funny is I've DM'd them, and whoever runs their Instagram account is a geriatric and doesn't understand how social media works. So I can't reach anybody. It's very difficult.
Well, I mean,
but I do intend to get down there.
Yeah, you could just buy a ticket and yell. I don't think there's a rule against that.
Nope, it's $50, and I mean it's an amateur tournament. I'm sure there's not a lot of hard rules here.
No, we've been there. You'll be fine. Just don't do it in their backswing, right? They'll get ticked off. Sure. But I mean, if a Kelce brother is walking down the fairway and you scream at him, I'm pretty sure that'll go well for you.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, especially like if it's not what that one dude was saying to Jason Kelce that made him break his phone.
Yeah. No. Don't do that.
Yeah. There is that.
Hey, so what's your take on what Jackson Merrill and Mookie Betts ended up talking about, which is that Giants fans are mean. What do you think of that?
I mean, if you're wearing a Dodger jersey, yeah, we're absolutely mean. I boo Dodger fans when I'm just walking around town. You got the wrong hat on, you're going to get booed, dude. But I think it's all in good fun. It's all a part of sports, and that's like the sake of competition. If you're not heckling the other team, you don't care.
How many other hecklers are out there in your heckling brotherhood and your community of outfield hecklers?
I mean, more now, not to toot my own horn here. But there's also these other guys called Country Club Adjacent. If you haven't heard of them, check them out. They do the back-off challenge for golf. So they'll chirp you while you're on the tee box trying to get you to step away. And we actually did a collaboration with them in Dodger Stadium in L.A. last year.
Wow, this is crazy. Yeah. All right, so, hey, before you go, Trev, when you end up out there at Edgewood in Tahoe in a couple of weeks, will you have anything for Steph if he walks by?
I could give him a couple of used chirps.
All right. I mean, what would you say?
I heard he's got an incredible kicks collection, man.
Hey, man.
Hey,
really fun to talk to you, man. Best of luck. And I hope that we can do this again or run into you out at an event or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. I'll be on anytime you want. I'm pretty easy.
Okay.
Nice.
Beautiful. We'll give you a call. How about before the Dodgers come to town? We could probably swap some ideas.
Yeah, I would love that.
All right. Okay, man. Hey, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Absolutely. That's Trevor Gilmore, everybody. He goes by Trev Chirps.
Yeah.
On mainly TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
500K on TikTok.
Yeah.
And 365 on the gram. And I'm just happy we got off without getting heckled.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.